Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA, Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Hello, everybody, and good morning. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Y'all, it's Wednesday. We're in the middle of the week. It's February 29th, and it's 7:34 a.m. Doesn't it feel great this morning? I tell you one thing, I feel so good and so invigorated this morning. I don't know. It's Wednesday, though, and as always, we like to remind you about school zones. They're in effect, and you already know, until 9 o'clock. As we were driving in, it looked a little cloudy, but as we got closer to Alexandria, the skies cleared up. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. And as you're traveling in this morning, please slow down, stay engaged, and make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school zones, and school kids. Just a friendly reminder every morning. Well, I tell you what, it has been For us, and we hope for you, it has been an amazing month. What, Maya Angelou, Dr. Oz, Doris with the brown babies, Doris McMillon, senior advisor for the President of the United States of America, Valerie Jarrett. I don't know. I know it's going to get better, but it has been an incredible month. And we have talked all month long about how we're celebrating and embracing this month as the love month. Loving yourself enough, not just for Valentine's Day, but loving yourself enough to take care of yourself, to take care of your heart as it's Heart Month, especially for women. The more conversations that I have with women every single day, the more I know we cannot talk about caring for ourselves enough. And of course, this month has also been African American History Month or Black History Month, and it has been phenomenal as all of those things have weaved themselves together. And you know, as we close out the last day of the month, we really want to continue with that theme of loving yourself enough, ladies, to take care of yourself and to let's stop wearing this badge of busyness as a badge and a shield of honor, because it is absolutely not that. And if we don't stop and take care of ourselves, as we've said earlier, when you're flying, they tell you before you take care of the kids or before you take care of anybody else, put your oxygen mask on first. Well, if we don't stop and put the oxygen mask on first, we won't be any good for anybody else. And so this morning, we're going to wrap up with Heart Month, and we're going to give some tips that maybe we have not given, and we're going to talk about heart disease and blood pressure again, and we're going to keep talking about it. Loving yourself, loving your heart, and loving your history is not just for one month. It is for 366 days out of the year, as we are in a leap year this year. And so it is not enough to just talk about it one day, one week. It needs to stay on the front of our minds, and we need to stop. We need to put the red stoplight up, and we need to reassess where we are with our health. We need to reassess where we are with our blood pressure. And we're going to have an incredible conversation about prevention and intervention and what that means and how we can be our own best advocates. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to a nurse who is absolutely phenomenal at what he does. And we're going to talk about preventing heart disease. We're going to talk about the intervention that we need to take. And we're going to talk about how in this year, because you know what? We're only 2 months in, how we can get better, how we can be stronger, how we can do more than what we have done in terms of our health. And we can get there. You know what? We can take the badge off and we can be present. And as I have started yoga, today is going to be my third class. I am learning to become one with myself. I'm learning to become present right where I am. Just wring out the stress, wring out the toxins, and just be present for 75 minutes and find and reconnect with me. So it may not be yoga, and I'm not selling yoga, but it's got to be something. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back right after this.
I know there's something in the wake of your smile. I get a notion from the look in your eyes. Yeah, you've built a love, but that love falls apart. Your little piece of heaven turns to dark. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't know where you're going, and I don't know why, but listen to your heart before you tell him goodbye.
Carol Kinder is your local Pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 434 South MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. CEO and President of Clico, Mike Madison.
In honor of Clico's 75th anniversary, executives from Clico, that's headquartered right here in Pineville, Louisiana, Central Louisiana, the Twin Cities, is going to be ringing the closing bell at the New York Stock Exchange. And here to talk about that phenomenal honor is the President and CEO, Mr. Mike Madison, all the way from New York. Mr. Madison, good morning and welcome to On Point Talk.
Good morning, Carlette. Let me take just a moment very quickly to thank you and your show for inviting us to be a part of your program. It's a great program. I've listened to it. And I tell you, you're just making this day even more special for us by allowing us to be a part of your program.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM. And I've been On Point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been On Point
with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. That's Hank and Jean Williams, and we thank them for being proud sponsors of On Point Talk. Also, Pathway Advisor Carol Kinder. we can't remind you enough that, you know what, financially, if you have not been your best financial self, it is never too late to get on the right financial path. And Carol Kinder at Pathway Advisors can help you with that. Start by phoning 318-448-8600. Part of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Listen, if you're looking for a credit union that has a team that is absolutely phenomenal in taking care of any and all of your financial needs, start with Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, led by CEO Cindy Beauregard. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Kyle is a great neighbor, and he's there to serve you in Avoyelles Parish. If you're in Bunkie, he's on Shirley Road. And if you're in Avoyelles Parish, simply phone 318-346-6695. Nobody smarter and nicer and will take the time to help you with any of your insurance or financial needs. That's Kyle Wolf at State Farm Insurance in Bunkie. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about wrapping up this month, but not just wrapping up, because we're going to continue to talk about women and heart disease and loving yourself enough to take care of yourself, and really looking back on our history. Well, as the month ends, we continue to talk about women and heart disease. And this morning, we're joined for the very first time by John Hall, who is the director of cardiovascular services at Cabrini Hospital. He's been a nurse for more than a decade, and he has seen his fair share of heart disease. John, good morning and welcome. Welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning, Carlette. On behalf of Cabrini, thank you for the invitation. It's a pleasure to be here to wrap up Heart Month.
Absolutely. And John, when we look at the statistics, I can't say enough. An estimated 42 million American women live with cardiovascular disease. And the irony is that most of those 42 million women are unaware that they have heart disease, affecting 1 in 8 women. Let's start by talking about those incredulous statistics.
Sure. So heart disease is overwhelming. I've seen just the mass of people that have come in over the years that are fighting heart disease, and it's really sad because, again, you're right. While there are a handful of risk factors that we can't control, like our age, mm-hmm. our heredity, and so forth, there are a lot of things that we can control. And I see the faces of people that come in that are now kind of in this crisis mode, and I know they wish they could turn the clock back. Mm-hmm. We want to help people, you know, to stop it, to realize, hey, while you're, you know, in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, do the right things now, because
right.
It's going to set the stage for your quality of life down the road.
You know, we were at a birthday party just a couple of weeks ago, and a great friend of ours said, you know, if I had known that I would live to be this age, I would have taken better care of myself.
Sure. And you know, and it's, of course, you know, hindsight is 20/20, mm-hmm. but indeed it's true. What we do now sets the stage for our quality of life down the road.
Absolutely. And what we know about this awful disease is that every 39 seconds, someone dies.
Indeed. You know, we often hear people say, you know, heart disease is the number one killer, but if you drop down to number 3, stroke is the number 3 killer. And really, they're both caused by the same issues,
mm-hmm.
poor diet, high
mm-hmm.
blood pressure, diabetes. And what's a stroke? A stroke is really a disease of the vascular system from the neck up.
Mm-hmm.
And cardiovascular disease is a disease of the vascular system from the neck down, the heart and the peripheral area. So really, it's all related. So you put that together, stroke and heart disease, same root causes,
mm-hmm.
accounts for over 50% of all deaths.
And you know what? I know that there are some people that are saying, Carlette, okay, but it's not okay. We're going to keep talking about it, John, because a lot of people still just don't get it. And one of the things that we were talking about before the show is the actual operation and function of the heart. And you broke it down in such a simplistic way that I love, and I want you to share that with our listeners this morning.
Sure. You know, often when we talk about heart disease, we think about, you know, a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
My friend had blockage in his heart, but the heart is an amazing organ, and it really kind of has 3 different aspects. It functions as a pump.
Mm-hmm.
It has plumbing in it, like the plumbing in our home, and it has an electrical system, like the wiring in our houses. And so we have specialists that focus on those 3 areas, and all 3 areas present challenges and also are areas that we need to focus on protecting.
Absolutely. And one of the things that you said to me that was absolutely astounding this morning is now the rate of where blood pressure is has actually changed.
That's right. You know, even when I started nursing back in the mid-90s, if someone said your blood pressure is 140, that would be okay. Well, with the studies and all, there are new ranges now. 120 is the top target.
Wow.
120 to 140 is now a new category called pre-hypertension. And so we need to really regulate.
Why has that changed, John? Because somebody is saying, well, heck, mine is 190 and I feel okay. You know, people are not taking these numbers as seriously as we should.
That's right. And especially with blood pressure, it's insidious and it's a tough conversation with people, because I could come to you, Carlette, and say, hey, Carlette, your blood pressure is 145, your top number, and you need to do something about it. And you're going to maybe say inside your mind, or say to me, but John, I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get it under control. Maybe you should get on some blood pressure medicine. And, you know, well, I've already got a lot of bills, and now I've got to buy this medicine to take care of something when I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm going to do that. And what will happen is, over time, with that high blood pressure, your heart's getting weakened. And then you wake up one day in your mid-50s, and suddenly your heart's kind of gotten worn out, and it's not an effective pump anymore. And all of a sudden, you have a diagnosis of congestive heart failure.
Wow. And so I really want people to get their head around what you just said,
okay,
because that is critical. It doesn't hurt. You feel just as great as maybe what you would have always felt. But over time, those numbers are going to create problems.
That's right. And I think that's why we've seen the blood pressure target numbers drop, because now we have a lot of really long-term studies, and we were able to track over decades the effect of even mild hypertension, to see that it affects the kidneys and it
mm-hmm.
affects the small vessels all through our body. And, you know, when we think about the heart, again, it is a pump. It has two pumps in it. One pump kind of sucks fluid up.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that fluid? It's blood in our body. And the other part of the pump pushes that fluid out. So it sucks it up from our legs and our arms,
mm-hmm.
sends it out to the lungs, grabs some oxygen, comes back in, and then sends it back out to deliver oxygen. So congestive heart failure means just that. You're not pumping as efficiently, so you have congestion.
Mm.
And so you have congestion in your legs, you have fluid in your legs, because now your pump's not as effective.
And is that why some people will experience swelling?
Indeed.
In their legs?
That's right, because now it's that part of the pump that's supposed to be drawing fluid,
mm-hmm.
it can't do it anymore. It's worn out, because over time, with that high blood pressure, it's had to pump in an area that had more pressure. So it, in effect, wore the heart out.
Y'all, it is a serious issue. And we're going to be talking about prevention and intervention, and really setting the stage for good quality life. We're going to take a break after this.
Your lipstick stains on the front lobe of my left side brains. I knew I wouldn't forget you, and so I went and let you blow my mind. Your sweet moonbeam, the smell.
Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job,
Your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow & Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow & Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco-Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Wake up, wake up.
Ugh, the weather.
48 degrees.
And traffic.
Backed up on your usual route. Calculating alternate route.
Great. What should I do for breakfast?
McDonald's has many breakfast items for 300 calories or less. They're delicious, or so I hear.
Wow, you're really worth the money.
You know it.
Feeling hungry? Start the day with one of our delicious Egg McMuffins. Just one of the ways to start your day at 300 calories or less at your participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is Glenda Stock with McDonald's of Alexandria. I'm very honored and proud to be a part of On Point Talk, where we talk about the needs of women in business and in their homes and personal lives. I subscribe to the On Point Talk show with Carletta Christmas. I hope you'll do the same.
Hello, I'm Susan Tudor, Regional Vice President of Business Development and Planning at Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Nancy Stitch, Market President for Capital One Bank in Alexandria, Louisiana, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Williams Tax and Financial Services. Also, Capital One Bank, what's in your wallet? And listen, I say it every single morning. If you have been in a car accident and you're just not sure, even if you're injured or what your legal rights are, your insurance needs and what you should do, well, Brian Kubrow and Associates, Brian is someone that you can absolutely trust and has your interest and your best, all of the needs that you have. He's got that in mind in helping you to figure out and to make it through the maze of insurance and injury. So even if you're not sure, if you've been in a car accident and you don't know if you need a lawyer or not, phone for a free consultation at Brian Kubrow and Associates. And here's the number. It's 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT. That's Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt. Healing Sinlaw, one heartbeat at a time. Now, you know, I talk about those screenings all the time. And I say to you, you know what? If I can take time to get screened, I believe each and every one of us can take the time. It doesn't take a whole lot of time. And they've got it down to a minimal cost. Go in and get those screenings. All you got to do for an appointment is phone 318-442-0106. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're joined by John Hall, who's the Director of Cardiovascular Services at St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. And we're talking about not just wrapping up this month, but we're talking about giving people information that is good, viable information to help you to get healthy and to stay healthy. And John, during the break, we were talking about this whole idea of how heart disease and really where it started.
Sure. Hey, Carlette. Interestingly, if you go look back in time around 1920, you didn't hardly find any heart disease with patients. And heart disease really came on the scene in America around then because of three factors. I'm going to let you guess. What's one?
DC guesses food. Smoking.
He's right with smoking. Smoking really took off, especially with movies and all.
Uh-huh. And Dr. Jones talks about that a lot.
Another interesting thing I learned this recently was the invention of the refrigerator.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, my goodness.
That ties into the food. So, before that, you couldn't get up at 10 at night and go grab that Bluebell
ice
cream.
The invention of the refrigerator.
Yeah. So wow. You have all these leftovers. Mm-hmm. And so, prior to that, you would have this really, a lot of healthy, fresh food that you would eat. You would eat what you had cooked, and no leftovers to tempt you later. And then finally, mass transportation.
Those
three things combined really made heart disease come on the scene and skyrocket. And then, of course, we're so blessed to be such a prosperous nation, but with that, comes some excess, and certainly with our diet and so forth, and we're just not as active as we were.
Absolutely. And those are some things, John, that are very, very changeable.
That's right. Those are those modifiable risk factors, diet, exercise.
And let's talk about, just real quickly, and this is something that I think is key, preventing heart disease from the words they go. Let's talk about just some real practical things that somebody who says, I'm turning my life around today, February 29th, can do.
Hey, you betcha. It'll start at your next meal.
Okay.
We don't have to eat meat at every meal. Mm-hmm. And just saying, I'm going to just start to try to eat some more healthy food, meaning, vegetables, fruit. We all know what healthy food is.
And when you say fruits and vegetables, I think immediately Inglewood Farm. Mm-hmm. They've got a new farm out there with fresh produce. They're out having a market every Saturday. And that's a great place to start.
Sure.
Fresh fruits and vegetables.
And avoid the supersizes. If you look at the portions through the fast food restaurants and even at the movies, for example, the large container of buttered popcorn is 1,700 calories.
What?
Yes. And
that's not even the extra butter that I know some people in the room really like to add.
Right, and that's a day's worth of calories right there.
A day's worth.
So just try to get back to, decrease
your
portion.
You don't want to hear that. He's almost in tears.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Look, you have your calorie counter on now? He said that's almost a day's worth of calories.
That's right.
Just the movie.
And then just start moving. So certainly start, easy things. I think that people get frustrated because they try to do everything dramatically in one day.
Right.
I'm going to go work out for an hour and I'm going to fast all day and so forth. Just slowly turn that boat around, but be consistent.
I like that. Slowly turn the boat around. And John, what we like to say to listeners is this, because I think it's so practical. For me, it is. If you just change one thing, that's a start.
That's right.
And cigarette smoking. Every time I see a woman with a cigarette in her mouth, I cringe.
Sure. And that's just a given. I mean, we know that cigarettes are deadly. Your chance for dying early if you're a smoker increases fivefold.
Fivefold.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a terrible, terrible thing. If there weren't for cigarettes, as Dr. Jones said before, you probably wouldn't be in business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And those are things that we've got to change, ladies. When we look at the statistics, there are 71.3 million overweight and obese adult women. 71.3 women that are obese. But obesity looks different because at one point we felt obesity, you had to be way out of control, overweight, but that today is not necessarily the case.
You betcha. Yeah, we have, so now nationally, we have 100 million Americans that are overweight. Half of those are, so about 50 million people are 50 pounds over their target weight.
50 pounds.
And then another 20% are over 100 pounds overweight. And it just has tremendous negative effects on the body. It just stresses your joints. It makes breathing hard. It gives you
mm-hmm.
back pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it shortens lifespans by almost 20%.
And can those risk factors of obesity, can they give symptoms of heart attack and heart disease?
Yeah, they kind of speed up the process. So a person that's obese, they're developing plaque in their arteries at a dramatically faster pace.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so African-American women, they say, represent 26.7% of African-American women are overweight and 51% are obese. So there again, when we look at Caucasian women, 26.5% of Caucasian women, they say, statistics are showing, are overweight, and 32.8% are obese. So when we look at the statistics, there is quite a disparity.
That's right, and kind of tying back into your smoking comment, so we know that smoking is the number one preventable cause of death, period. Obesity is the number two preventable cause of death. So
wow.
those two reasons, we can control them. And back to, I'm looking at a statistic I have here. A 25-year-old obese person has a 22% reduction in their life expectancy or can count on losing at least 12 years of life.
Wow, say that again, John.
Sure.
That's
if you're in your 20s and, mm-hmm. and you're considered obese, you'll have a 22% reduction in your life expectancy, which means around 12 years you're going to lose.
Wow. Man, that almost leaves me speechless. See, this is the issue with obesity, John. A lot of people who are obese don't believe that they're obese because they look at the charts, especially African Americans, because they say, I'm big boned, you know, or I'm, you know, I could never be what the charts say. Are those charts true and accurate because our body structures are different?
Indeed, yeah, the science is there. I mean, this has been tracked really closely, and we're seeing just the devastating effects of obesity, how it exponentially increases your chance for diabetes, which creates mm-hmm. vascular problems, heart disease. But there's good news.
Let's talk about some good news.
All right, and the good news is, you know, you can turn it around. There's a lot of, certainly, first thing you want to do, you want to take it on, start losing that weight, exercise, and
mm-hmm.
all that. And the studies now are showing, and this is pretty dramatic, that if you get your weight under control, you decrease your 10-year risk for a cardiac event from 37% to 18%, and you cut your risk for cardiac death in half.
Wow.
And so that's dramatic. So you can turn your life around
mm-hmm.
and know that, hey, as I enter those later years of my life, I'm going to have a quality life, and
right.
my life won't be shortened.
And so before we got to wrap up, John, I want you to talk about, because you said something so critical, when you're in your early 20s, that there's some real preparation that we should be doing for when we become middle-aged.
Indeed. And this is kind of my mantra. If you're anywhere from 20-year-old to 40-year-old, this is the time. This is going to set the stage
mm-hmm.
for the second half of your life. You know, and
mm-hmm.
the life expectancy in America, we're fortunate, is up in the low 70s, 72 to 75 years old.
Mm.
Let it be a good quality life. And it's going to be too late to turn it around significantly
mm-hmm.
when you're 65 and say, oh, now I'm gonna try to take control. Do it now. Do it while you're in your 30s. Do it while you're in your 40s, because it's setting the stage of what your body's going to be like down the road.
So in wrapping up, John, what is the most critical thing that you want people to know about this thing called heart disease that you're seeing every day, that you want to really, really bring that message home, not just to women, but to all the people that you see on a daily basis?
You know, when I think about my career and the families I've seen and the patients I've seen, I would say two things. Number one, take hypertension seriously. I see the long-term effects of it, and that sneaks up on people. And, you know, be aggressive on those numbers. Try to keep that top number around 120.
Mm-hmm.
Don't settle for 140, because it will sneak up on you down the road. And the second thing is control the weight and the diet. Again, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't want to grow that plaque in your arteries. It will catch up with you as well.
And you know what? Those are things that, you know what, we can't fix it overnight. What we can do, we should do. And we hope John, that from all of these conversations, and Dr. Oz said it, he said with women, he said our arteries are smaller, and so we're going to have more challenges than our male counterparts. But there are things that we can do, just little things, like at Walmart, stop waiting for that closest parking space and just park a little bit further out.
Good suggestion.
Get that little bit of exercise, especially if you're not getting exercise on a regular basis. But John, we want to thank you for all that you do as the Director of Cardiovascular Services at Cabrini Hospital. Also, we want to always thank Cabrini Hospital for being the change that they want to see in the community and for supporting a healthier, more whole, happier community. And they do that by bringing great information like you've done this morning. And so we want to thank you.
Well, it's been a pleasure to be here. And we want to thank you on behalf of Cabrini for all you do, being an advocate to fight heart disease. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to switch gears and we're going to talk about something that is very critical to our community. And that's young women and teen pregnancy and how we're going to be the difference and how we're going to see the changes and what Volunteers of America are doing to be the change. We're going to take a quick break here. It's 8:11, but you're on point, and we're back after this.
I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself in center, clarity, peace, serenity. Go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown. Full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
Axion Texas, Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500,000 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas, Louisiana, small business loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-6788.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, switching gears, I want you to talk a little bit about the food addiction series that's coming up on the Dr. Oz show and the correlation between obesity and food addiction.
Well, we're doing a whole series of shows this year, 11 weeks in a row of this new weight loss program that we've launched to plan. Here's the deal. We make mistakes when we sign up for our New Year's resolutions. I know what they are. And so we've crafted ways around them, and they are free. So the first mistake people make is they don't put a very concrete goal on how much they want to lose. Mm-hmm. We can help you figure that out. Number two, they don't keep track of what they're doing. We have a food diary system that's digital that will allow you to quickly drop it down and pick out more than 70,000 foods you may have eaten and keep track of it. Mm-hmm. And number three, you have an environment that helps you or hurts you. And we want the environment to be a healthy one for you, so we are sending you for free a trainer.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Lisa Love, administrator for Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. It's 8:19, it's February 29th, and it's Wednesday. And this segment of the OPT is sponsored by Axion Texas Louisiana. They make loans to small business owners with limited access to traditional sources of credit. The number to phone for more information is 888-215-2373. Extension 1560. And I like to encourage you every single morning, if you have got that business in your belly and you're trying to birth it and you need help,
you need financial support and you just don't know what to do. Well, Axion Texas is where you can start the birthing process. They're going to help you through, and they've got a great team to walk you through the entire process. All you got to do is give them a phone call at 888-215-2373, extension 1560. Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get Dish. You can get Direct. You can get HD plus all of your local channels and so much more by phoning 318-767-2220. And, of course, our partners and friends at Christus St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. They are so taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology and just lots and lots of information. However, if you're just joining the show this Wednesday morning, we're switching gears and we're talking about Volunteers of America. And Volunteers of America helps more than 2 million people in over 400 communities. And here to talk about what's happening right here in our community this morning is Ashley Davis, who's the regional coordinator for Volunteers of America, and Donna Capps, who's the program director for Family Resource Center. We welcome them to the OPT for the very first time. Ladies, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank
you. You guys have got a huge opening and ribbon cutting this morning. And we know that in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce, you're going to have your ribbon cutting for Volunteers of America, and you're going to be hosting an open house which will feature your Crisis Pregnancy Center. Ashley, let's first of all talk about the Crisis Pregnancy Center.
Well, what we started back in August is what we're calling our Pregnancy Service Crisis Pregnancy Center. Most people know Volunteers of America here in Central Louisiana by our adoption services.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've kind of in the last several months switched gears to a more parenting center, helping educate new moms, moms-to-be.
And you guys did that for a reason.
Right. In the last about 10 years, it's kind of been our experience that parents are choosing to parent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, adoption numbers have kind of declined.
And when we're talking about parents, we're talking about young girls, probably anywhere from what to what?
Our age range that we look for is anyone from about 14, 15 to about 25, 26.
Wow. And more young women are making the decision, Donna, to care for those babies as opposed to giving them up for adoption.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so what do we think about that? I mean, is that a move that certainly has changed, but you guys with that change are making some changes as well?
Absolutely. We've started an Earn While You Learn program. So the girls can come to class, they can learn about what's happening with their body, they can learn about how to take care of a new baby, and in the process they're getting baby bucks. And with those baby bucks, they're able to shop at our baby boutique
mm-hmm.
and purchase things for their new baby. So by the time they complete the program, they could have a very nicely stocked nursery for
wow.
the baby.
Now, Ashley, you talk about when you said, you know, ages 14 to 15, young girls and pregnancy. For me, that was sobering. And it's unfortunately, and everybody in the room is shaking their head. Unfortunately, it is not a new phenomenon. It's something that we're seeing more and more often. Talk about how you see those young women change from being little young ladies to having to turn into women so quickly.
Well, and anyone that's ever had a child or been mm-hmm. around children know that that is
it's a game changer.
It's a life-changing experience. Mm-hmm. And there's so much, you're a baby yourself at 14 and 15
Absolutely.
Years old. And, you know, the basic things of, you know, what a baby needs for food or,
mm-hmm.
you know, the concept you think about being up all night, but
mm-hmm.
plus trying to go to school
mm-hmm.
and,
mm-hmm.
you know, our goal is to be able to show them and also be their support,
mm-hmm.
be there not only for those new moms, be there for their moms and their dads and
That's
the fathers
mm-hmm.
of these young children and teaching them, you know, ways to kind of help them with their child.
Mm-hmm. And to adapt. And nationally, the statistics show that 1 in 3 women become pregnant before the age of 20 years old. And so that is also huge. So what are we hoping in terms of getting people out, Donna, to the Crisis Center? What are we hoping to see?
We want a lot volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
We want possibly people who would be willing to mentor a young girl in, you know, the challenges of being a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Dads who are willing to mentor a young father in the challenges of being a dad.
Wow. And that's great. Are we seeing a lot of volunteers in that realm? Are a lot of people stepping up saying, yes, I'll be a mentor for a young girl or for a young dad?
We've had a lot of, you know, it's still pretty young and we're still trying to get the word out. We've had a lot of churches come forward and say, you know, let us make this a part of our ministry. Let us make it a part of our mission to, you know, to be there. We've had a lot of individuals come. The big thing, and we're loving it, is everybody wants to stock our baby boutique.
Oh, that's great.
And so that's a great opportunity for us to have things. You know, these are, Donna talked about the baby bucks. If we can help them prepare with diapers and formula and clothes,
mm-hmm.
so that when their child arrives, they're not worrying about, you know, putting money together to go get that stuff. We've prepared you when it comes to mm-hmm. tangible items.
So you kind of have like a little start.
Mm-hmm.
By having that. And so let me ask you this, ladies, for moms that are listening that have young girls who are at those ages that we talked about, 14, 15, and even sometimes younger, that have young ladies in their homes that are pregnant, how do we help them to get past the inherent shame, if you will, of being a young pregnant girl, to get them to the crisis center for the help that they need?
I'm kind of old-fashioned, but, you know, it's not the first time it's happened,
mm-hmm.
and it won't be the last time it's happened. So we just want to raise a healthy baby, and we want a healthy mom, and that's important, and it goes back to the same thing. You can't take care of anyone else until
mm-hmm.
you take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm. And so are the young girls, have they typically, are they receptive to the center?
Pretty much, yeah. Most of them that come in are very receptive. They're very curious about what's happening with their body.
Mm-hmm.
They're very excited after the initial shock is worn off. They're very excited
mm-hmm.
about a baby. And we recognize the sanctity of life, and we're excited too.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I keep referring back to my conversation with Dr. Maya Angelou, and one of the things that she said to us off the air, that she was a young mom. She was a teenage mother, and how her mother encouraged her and said, despite what the father does, we're going to have this baby and we're going to be okay. And so if your teen daughter is pregnant, all we can do at this moment is encourage them to get better and to be the best that they can be, and to help them to be the best moms, Ashley, that they know how to be.
Yeah, it's wrapping around your family and your children to help, you know, support them. And we're going to be there to
absolutely
answer those questions that you have as a mother of a teen mother or a father
mm-hmm.
of a teen mother. And, you know, we want to be there to help you understand what's going on and what's, you know, what they're feeling and what you're feeling
mm-hmm.
and open that discussion between the two.
Absolutely. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, this is what I want to talk about. I want to talk about building those girls' self-esteem after pregnancy, and I want to talk about preventing a second pregnancy and what are we doing in that vein to ensure and empower our girls that they don't have to continue getting pregnant and continue having children. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're back after this. Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carroll Furniture offers the best quality, best values, and the best service. For more than 70 years, Carroll Furniture has served Alexandria and surrounding areas. Carroll Furniture has an extensive selection of furniture for every room in the house. And you'll find everything you need under one roof. With 25,000 square feet of merchandise, Carroll Furniture is the only furniture outlet in Central Louisiana to have an on-site warehouse for speedy delivery. Carroll Furniture, 1819 Memorial Drive, Alexandria, or 318-442-7766. No worries, layaways available.
Different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Shop happy this holiday season at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Credit cards with rates as low as 7.9% APR and no fees. Become a member today at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Cindy Beauregard, CEO of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Deborah Randolph, President and CEO of the Central Louisiana Chamber of Commerce, and I'm proud to be a part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Carroll Furniture. They've got more than 25,000 square feet of merchandise and a local warehouse and so many great ways to help you save and help you to brighten up your living space. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, you can absolutely get it done at Carroll Furniture. They're located at 1819 Memorial Drive right here in Alexandria, or you can phone 318-448-8090. We want to remind you, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa listens, she cares, and she helps you to save. You can phone Rosa and her team at 318-487-1881. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they assist you so much in removing your doubts. State-of-the-art technology. Great perfectionist in getting your vehicle repaired. Start with an estimate by phoning 318-445-4582. Also, Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, simply go to their website at HicksonHasIt.com. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're joined by Ashley Davis, who's the Regional Coordinator for Volunteers of America, and Donna Capps, who's the Program Director for the Family Resource Center. And we're talking about teen pregnancies, but most importantly, the new crisis center that is opening right here in Alexandria and having the ceremonies actually this morning. But before we went to break, we talked about really how to build young girls' self-esteem and their confidence and to empower them that they don't have to continue to make choices that are going to be challenging. Because I don't want to say that pregnancy is it's a challenge for any new mom, and we know that teen pregnancy has now become common. And what the current trends show for young women is that they're faced with choices between adoption, abortion, and raising children. And you guys are really advocating for those young girls who have decided to have their children and to keep their children. But there is a lot that goes into that, Donna, and self-esteem and building that is critical.
Definitely. And even our Earn While You Learn program is a program that they have earned the bucks to go to the baby store. They've they've worked hard to complete their program so that they can get those bucks. So it's not like an entitlement program. It's a program where they have actually earned the money to go, and it's play money, it's baby mm-hmm. bucks, but they've still got the money to do that. So that gives them a sense of pride that they were able to earn this stuff. It just wasn't a handout.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Also, we encourage them to know that just because they've had a baby doesn't mean they can't finish high school.
Right.
They can't go to college. They can't have a career. Women do that every day.
Right.
So that's something we encourage.
And so is there a real conversation, either of you, if you know, with the girls about making the decision to have sex and obviously unprotected sex? And, you know, at such an early age, when you look at a girl who's 13, 14, 15 years old, and you think you're in love with this young boy, but as you become a woman, you know that he's probably, you would have never chosen him. You know what I'm saying? Are we talking to them in those very real terms, Ashley, you think?
Well, and that's, you know, they come to us. We do offer free pregnancy screenings and pregnancy tests. Our partnership with Cabrini, we've been doing this since we started. And for us, we want to get them, if it's a positive result, we kind of shift them and can, you know, kind of support them into the pregnancy center. If it's a negative result, we really take some time. Studies show that you have about 24 hours
mm-hmm.
after a negative result comes back
mm-hmm.
to kind of educate these, you know, teenagers and young women on the importance of avoiding a pregnancy, avoiding STDs.
Mm-hmm.
So we do. We spend, our counselors and Donna and mm-hmm. Our pregnancy worker really spend some time kind of educating on, you know, contraceptive usage and how maybe some a little bit of abstinence, or mm-hmm. really educating them on what could happen and kind of that double-edged sword of the, you know, of having sex at this young age.
Right.
And teaching them, you know, if this is your process, how are we going to protect ourselves?
Right. And one of the things, as you're sitting here and we're having this conversation, and I'm thinking that moms and mentors and teachers, especially for young girls, but we have to start talking to our boys as well, that it's okay to tell our girls that you can stand alone and you don't have to be like everybody else because everybody else is having sex. And it all goes back to what we focus on this month, self-love, loving yourself and your body enough to say, I can make a decision not to have sex.
There, you know, we've all been teenagers. And
absolutely.
Peer pressure.
And lest we forget what we forgot,
yeah.
Because we've all been there.
You know, the peer pressure that these children are facing,
mm-hmm.
you know. But if you know who you are, it's learning who you are and what you want. And, you know, like you said, the love for yourself, that
mm-hmm.
you can be and do what you believe is right or what you feel you're comfortable with. You don't have to be like everyone else.
Absolutely. And so this morning, let's talk about the opening of the Crisis Center. And how excited are you guys about that?
We're
very excited.
Yeah, we're pumped.
Very.
Boy, I wish you could see these smiles. They are, you peep outside, you could see them smiling from wherever you are. Very bright smiles.
We've had so many changes with Volunteers of America Central Louisiana in the last couple of months. We've actually relocated
mm-hmm.
to a new building.
And tell everybody where that's at.
Our new location is 3704 Coliseum Boulevard.
Okay.
Right next to Dr. Turner's Vet Clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this new office, this new home. And so it just kind of meshed that we would take our new home and show everyone our new services, our new program.
And I happen to know that y'all are going to have some great cake over there.
We are.
From the Cake Barn, Jamie Williams in the Cake Barn absolutely rocks.
We are so excited. She said she would do this for us.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's kind of been walking around going, I wonder what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
We found out yesterday that they're delivering because it's three-tiered,
mm-hmm.
and that's the most exciting part of our day.
We kind of got a peek at it, and I just have to give Jamie and the Cake Barn a plug. Jamie, you absolutely rock. She has got a heart for this community, mm-hmm. and she is always finding ways to give her talent and give herself and her services back to this community. And for that, Jamie and the Cake Barn, we absolutely appreciate you giving this cake, and it's going to be a beautiful cake.
Okay.
It's absolutely wonderful. We got a little peek at it, but everything that she does is masterful.
Right.
And so tell people how they can connect with the services and how they can come out today, sharing that.
If you're interested in coming today, it's from 1 to 2 at our office on Coliseum Boulevard. We'd love to see anyone who's interested in the programs to be there. If unfortunately you can't make it today, they can contact Donna or myself at 442-8026. We're always looking for more support, individuals to volunteer with the program. If you have a passion or a heart for pregnancy services, we'd love to have you involved.
Absolutely. And for those parents that may even want to connect their young teen daughters and potential, you know, mothers-to-be with the Crisis Center, give those folks a number where they can call as well.
They can call 442-8026 and ask for Donna or Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
They can also visit our website, which is www.voanorthla.org.
One more time.
www.voanorthla.org. Or they can look us up on Facebook at Volunteers of America Central Louisiana.
Absolutely. Ashley and Donna, I want to thank you guys so much for the work that you're doing in the community. Much, much success. You know what? There is a need in the community with 1 in 3 women becoming pregnant before the age of 20. We still got a lot of work to do. We got a lot of encouraging to do for our girls. And let's start before they become teen moms. What's the most important thing that you guys want to leave our listeners with before we got to go? That you see every single day.
Be proud of who you are. Be proud who you are.
That's it. Great last words. Ashley Davis, Regional Coordinator for Volunteers of America. Donna Capps, Program Director, Family Resource Center. Thank you guys for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Y'all, you're on point. We're going to take a break here, but we're back after this. On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow & Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow & Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Welcome to Yoga for Beginners. Let's get in touch with our breathing. Deep breath in, deep breath out. Knowing we all breathe the same clean air, we are all connected and equal in the world.
When she says equal, she means unequal, because bar and casino workers in Louisiana don't have the same rights to clean air in the workplace as the rest of us.
And exhale. Let's clear the air, Louisiana, and support equal air quality for all workers. See results of local air quality testing at letsbetotallyclear.org.
Tobacco Free Living is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Axion Texas Louisiana is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing the essential tools needed to grow a small business. Axion makes loans to small business owners with limited access to credit. You may be eligible for a variety of business loans between $500 and $250,000. Axion lends to all kind of business people, restaurant owners, consulting firms, beauty salon owners, graphic designers, contractors, daycare providers, and more. Axion can help you find business opportunities that will help you strengthen your business development skills. Axion Texas Louisiana Small Business Loans for businesses with big dreams. An equal credit opportunity lender. For more information, phone 888-215-2373, extension 1560, or log on to www.axionlouisiana.org.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Aggressive Health Solutions specializes in specialty medical equipment. Breast cancer is life-changing. And after breast surgery, what do you do? Where do you go? Aggressive Health Solutions is dedicated to providing exceptional customer care in a feminine and comfortable environment. Whether you've had a lumpectomy, full mastectomy, or bilateral surgery, discuss your options with the certified professionals at Aggressive Health Solutions. Aggressive Health Solutions provides the highest quality of healthcare equipment, supplies, and services. For more information, 318-445-4733 or 1405 Metro Drive, Suite J1, Alexandria, Louisiana.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Latonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Latonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-6788.
Hello, I am Monique Rawls. I serve as a magistrate, hearing officer with the Ninth Judicial District Court in Rapid Parish, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dr. Haywood Joyner, Chair of the Department of Allied Health at Louisiana State University, Alexandria. And I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through programs. And you know what? We talk about them every single day. And if you or someone in your family, someone you know, is a nonviolent offender and waiting to be really placed in jail and in the prison system, you know what? You really need to start with the Academy of Training Skills. Go to their website at www.aatss.com. We've been having lots of calls. You can phone us at our offices for more information. We're happy to give you the information again to direct you. Our office number is, of course, 318-445-5658. Or you can call them directly at Academy of Training Skills at 337-214-0428. And of course, McDonald's of Alexandria, creating more and more healthy choices. Tobacco-free living. We're so excited to know that Alexandria is leading the way in clean air. Also, Tonja's Professional Tax Service in Bunkie. It's still tax time. Lots of people still getting their taxes done. You can phone Tonja at 318-346-6788. First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. That's Darlene St. Romain and her incredible team down in Bunkie. If you're in Bunkie, the number to phone is 318-346-2540. And if you're in Opelousas, the number to phone is 337-942-9939. And, of course, Be Unique Hair Salon. That's Nora Clayton. And I can't say enough good things about Nora and the job that she does. If you're searching for healthy hair, you're having challenges with your hair, or you're looking for just great style, or maybe style isn't the critical thing. I can't imagine, but it may not be. And if it's not, that's fine. She promotes healthy hair. I mean, if you name it, she's got it and she can do it. You can phone Nora for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday at 318-442-7204. And y'all, as we wrap up this month, it just seems to me like the month flew by, but so many amazing things happened this month for us, and we hope for you as well. And we were just able to really sit back and sit at the feet of great men and great women that really just shared themselves and shared their story. But the thing that I really want to finish this month with, and I don't want any of us to forget about it, whether you're a young girl who has found herself to be a teen mom getting ready to have a baby, or an older woman, you know, it all goes back to loving ourselves. And, you know, every conversation almost that I have had this month, I have spoken to various different women, especially about what that means to them. And everybody has a different concept, a different ideology of what self-love means. And it does mean something different for each of us. But when we talk about self-love, we must first talk about, I believe, self-esteem. And this is just my personal opinion. You know, self-esteem is something that is very much intangible. You can't touch it, you can't see it, but you know that it's there. And we know that it has great effects on how we feel. And how we feel affects the way that we make others feel. And so with our young girls and even our young boys, we've got to start to talk about the issue of self-esteem and esteeming yourself highly enough to love who you are and who God has created you to be, and to know that that's something very wonderful, and that we don't have to sacrifice who we are to make someone else happy or to please someone else. And, you know, when we look at, and as our hearts go out to the families in Ohio, at last count, there were 3 dead. A lot of these issues that we're seeing among our kids stems back to self-esteem, knowing who you are and whose you are. And so we've got to begin to start early with our kids, and we've got to teach our kids how to love themselves. And Otrella's mom and Otrella's story, Carolyn Mosley, she said it best, and I wrote it down. I wrote it down so that I could see it every single day. And she wrote down what love means for her. And if you didn't hear Carolyn's story of her daughter Otrella was killed, was 15 years old, was killed at school by her 16-year-old boyfriend, who is now serving 40 years in prison. And Carolyn had taught Otrella very early about self-love and self-esteem, and taught her that if a young boy was controlling, or if she saw those red flags, that she should literally run. And when she tried to run, the young man, Marcus, killed her. And as he was stabbing her with an 8-inch kitchen knife in her head, she said, "I forgive you." And I don't think that there is any more eminent example of love and forgiveness. And so this morning, this is what I'd like to leave you with in terms of love. It's her acronym, Learning Our Value Every Day. L means learning, O means our, V means value, and E means every day. And so if we begin to teach our kids, even ourselves, to learn our value every day, then we become more powerful, and we own that power, and we don't easily relinquish that power to anyone, not a young boy, not a man, not anybody, because we learn to value ourselves every single day. And that's what it's about. And I don't know if you've ever thought about self-love and what that means to you, but I hope that this month, and talking to people like President Obama's senior advisor, Valerie Jarrett, and talking to her as she blazed a trail for herself to be one of the most powerful people in the Obama cabinet, one of the most administration, thank you, one of the most connected people, and one of the most, his most trusted advisor. And she talked about how we need to esteem our young girls and our young women. We're seeing too many women who are becoming prey to domestic violence and dying every single day. And it has a lot to do with not loving ourselves enough every day. And so as we finish the month, as we continue on, because as I said, it's not something that you can talk about just one day, one week, one month. It is ongoing. And oftentimes we have to remind ourselves that we need to love ourselves enough to stop. And I said this last night at my son's baseball game to some of the ladies that we were talking. And yesterday we went and we celebrated the life of the team's baseball coach. And I said, you know, just this morning, we were at a funeral, and as we move through the day, life goes on. And so if we don't stop to take care of ourselves and to put down the cell phone, it doesn't have to be for 75 minutes. I don't know. Your time, everybody's time is different. But I would say this, and one mom said, I can't do it. You know what? Can't is a word that I don't value a whole lot. And I tell our son, we don't use that word can't. We say we need to find another way. We need to look for some other options, but not can't. And there was a great man that said that can't is found only in the dictionary of a fool. And so we've got to be more wise, and we can't be foolish, because our lives, our very lives, are at stake. And yes, that's a harsh analogy, but we need that harsh analogy to wake up and to take care of ourselves and to learn to live better. People are dying. It used to be just old people were dying. Now younger people are dying. To live longer and to live better, we can't be foolish. And so the more information that we equip ourselves with, the more powerful we become. We know knowledge is power. We want to thank you, as always, for spending the very best part of your Wednesday with us right here on the official OPT network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget, be the change that you want to see. And remember, change has got to first start inside. It's got to start with each individual. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, have a great Wednesday, and we'll see you right back here on Thursday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation